"These are Mary's honey cakes, cakes for the Queen of Heaven," August said. She took one of them in her hand and, pinching off a piece, held it before Mabel Lee, who stood next to her in the circle. August said, "This is the body of the Blessed Mother." Mabel Lee closed her eyes and opened her mouth, and August laid the cake on her tongue. After Mabel Lee had swallowed, she did the same thing August had done, snipped off a piece and gave it to the next person in the circle, who happened to be Neil. Mabel Lee, who could not have measured 5 feet tall in spike heels, practically needed a stepladder to get up to his mouth. Neil crouched down and opened wide. "This is the body of the mother," Mabel Lee said, and popped it in. I did not know one thing, really, about the Catholic Church, but somehow I felt sure the Pope would have keeled over if he'd seen this. Not Brother Gerald, though. He wouldn't have wasted time fainting, just gotten busy arranging the exorcism. Me, I had never seen grown-ups feed each other, and I watched with the feeling I might burst out crying. I don't know what got to me about it, but for some reason, that circle of feeding made me feel better about the world. As life would have it, the one who fed me turned out to be June. Opening my mouth, closing my eyes, and waiting for the body of the mother, I heard June's whisper brush my ear. "I'm sorry for being hard on you when you first got here." And then the sweetness of honey cake spread through my mouth. I wished it could have been Zack standing next to me so I could lay the cake on his tongue. I would have said, "I hope this softens you toward the world. I hope it brings you a tender feeling." Instead, I got to give the pinch of cake to Cressy, who ate it with her eyes closed. After we were all fed, Zack and Neil went to the parlor and returned carrying Our Lady of Chains. Otis followed after them, lugging the pile of chain. They stood her upright in the red wagon. August leaned over to me. "We're going to reenact the story of Our Lady of Chains. We're taking her over to the honey house and chaining her in there for the night." I thought, Our Lady is spending the night in the honey house with me. As August pulled the wagon slowly across the yard, Zack and Neil braced Our Lady with their hands. If I do say so, the flower garland around the wagon set the whole thing off. June carried a cello, while the daughters trailed the wagon single file, carrying burning candles. They sang, "Mary, Star of the Sea, Mary, Brightest Moon, Mary, Comb of Honey." Rosaline and I brought up the rear, toting candles too, trying to hum along since we didn't know the words. I cupped one hand around the flame of my candle to be sure it didn't blow out. At the door of the honey house, Neil and Zack lifted the statue out of the wagon and carried her inside. Sugar Girl nudged Otis with her elbow, and he stepped up and helped them get her situated between the extractor and the baffle tank. "All right," August said. "Now we'll start the last part of our service. Why don't you stand in a semicircle right here around Our Lady?" June played us a gloomy-sounding song on the cello while August retold Black Mary's story, start to finish. When she got to the part about the slaves touching Our Lady's heart and how she filled them with fearlessness and plans of escape, June turned up the volume. "Our Lady became so powerful," said August, "that the master was forced to put her under house arrest, to chain her in the carriage house. She was cast down and bound up." "The blessed, blessed mother," mumbled Violet. Neil and Otis took the chains and started wrapping them around Our Lady. The way Otis tossed the chain around in the candlelight, I was sure it would be a miracle if he didn't kill somebody. August went on. "But each time the master chained Mary in the carriage house, she would break the chains and return to her people." August paused. She went around the circle and looked at us one by one, letting her eyes settle on each face like she wasn't in any kind of rush. Then she lifted her voice. "What is bound will be unbound. What is cast down will be lifted up. This is the promise of Our Lady." "Amen," said Otis. June began to play again, this time a more joyful tune, thank goodness.